ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7th चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड स्लेज द किंग ऑफ द डीमंस टेक्स्ट नंबर 16। स विक्रमन् पुत्र वधे सुरोजसा निशम्य निर्हादम पूर्वमद्भुतम् अन्तःसभायां न ददर्श तत्पदम् वितत्र सूरेण सुरारियुत्पाह स विक्रमन् पुत्र वधे सुरोजसा निशम्य निर्हादं पूर्वमद्भुतम् अन्तःसभायां न ददर्श तत्पदम् वितत्र सूरेण सुरारियुत्पाह। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। Translation: while showing his extraordinary prowess, Hiranyakashipu, who desired to kill his own son, heard that wonderful, tumultuous sound, which had never been heard before. Upon hearing the sound, the other leaders of the demons were afraid. None of them could find the origin of the sound in the assembly. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 7.8, Krishna explains himself by saying, Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi shashishureyo pranava sarva vedesho shabda khe paurusham nrushu. O son of Kunti, Arjun, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in the ether and ability in the man. Here the Lord exhibited his presence everywhere by the tumultuous sound in the sky, Shabda Khe. The tumultuous thundering sound was the proof of the Lord's presence. The demons like Hiranyakashipu could now realize the supreme ruling power of the Lord, and thus Hiranyakashipu became afraid. However powerful a man may be, he always fears the sound of a thunderbolt. Similarly, Hiranyakashipu and all the demons who were his associates were extremely afraid because of the presence of the Supreme Lord in the form of the sound, although they could not trace out the source of the sound. Hare Krishna. So, it's very wonderful that in our regular course of Srimad Bhagavatam, in today's verse, yesterday's verse was, sound came yesterday itself, but the demons are fearful today, and the Lord will appear tomorrow in the form of Nrsimhadev in our course of daily Srimad Bhagavatam classes. But I can say it's a real very nice coincidence that today we are celebrating Balaram Jayanti, Balaram Purnima, the appearance day of Lord Balaramji, and also in our narrations, Lord Narsingadev is making his, I can say, appearance abhas. In the sense, he has not appeared yet, but he has made his presence felt in the form of the sound. And this also has a great meaning. First of all, as we hear the descriptions, yesterday the pillar cracked after Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlada Maharaj, and then he hit the pillar with his mace. The pillar cracked, making a very big sound. And today, what is the effects of the sound are being described? by hearing that very, very powerful sound, which was very great, unheard before, and which caused terror in the hearts of the demons, and not only Hiranyakashipu, but all the demons and their leaders. Just like we hear in Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter itself, after the count shells, it's called Nad. Bhishma made the sound like Sinha Nadam. When Bhishma blew the count shell, it sounded like great lion roaring. But after that, when Lord Krishna and Arjun, they blew their divine count shells, Divyam Shankham Dadmo, it is mentioned. Krishna's and Arjun's counts were very divine, and when they were blown by Lord Shri Krishna and Arjun respectively, there was a terror or a tremor in the hearts of Kauravas. So here we see, as Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, actually Krishna is present everywhere. That one statement is there, and as he says in 10th chapter to Arjun, where or what can I tell my opulences? Hanta te kathayishyami divya hya atma vibhutaya. How many I can tell? He says, wherever you see some splendor, some power, some beauty, you understand that it's my vibhuti present over there. So when we appreciate anything in this world, we should understand it's Krishna's energy present over there. And Krishna is specifically mentioning in the 7th chapter verses, Rasoham Apsu Kaunteya, that how he is present in all the elements. The 5 elements are there, earth, water. He says in the next verse, Punyo Gandha Prithivyamcha. Even in the earth, then in the water, then in the fire, Prabhasmi Shashi Shuryo, and Shabda Khe. So Krishna is present in all the 5 elements of this creation. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. But as we know, ether is the original element of these 5 gross ones that was created the first. From ether came space, and then fire, and then air, and all these things came subsequently. So sound is the first object. Sound and the ether, they are the first created things of the 5 gross things. And sound itself is a very powerful media. And especially just think, as Prabhupada mentions here, however powerful a man may be, but if he hears the sound of a thunderbolt, he becomes afraid. And all of us have experienced that in our life. That suddenly when the sound of thunderbolt comes, we just get, not disturbed exactly, but that sort of fear is there because we are grown up and used to it. That much fear is not there. But when small children, certainly it was very fearful. And even then, when grown up, when that first sound comes unexpectedly of a big thunderbolt, still we get little shattered or something. So, and here is no, we are not getting so much afraid because we know this sound is coming from thunderbolt or from the clouds. But here the sound that is coming, which is certainly the loudest possible, and then the second one is its source is not known. The demons are not able to know from where the sound is coming. Like in my own devotional life, my initial days were in that sound system service. And I always prayed that such big sound from unknown source should not come in. Because that was a great cause of terror in my heart. Generally, we don't know from where the sound is coming. It just comes screeching through the sound speakers, and then everyone is looking here and there. And somehow there we have to locate out. But till that location is done, the source of the sound is being located, it causes a tremor, especially in the heart of those who are serving there. And also, sometimes in the heart of the audience, when that first sound would come. So the sound energy is a very powerful one. Just like in the childhood days, these children would play these games, especially when a supersonic jet would fly over. And we would just look everywhere. Because sound would come from here and the plane would be on the other side. And it would take some time to locate out where the sound is coming. So a big sound always causes a fear in the heart of anyone, however powerful he may be. And suddenly a sound that comes from an unknown source is very fearful. Anytime, just in this age of blast, sometimes we experience some nice people are sitting, and even a Diwali cracker goes off, and suddenly there is some panic, and everyone is, because we don't know from what, and then you go, Diwali cracker, and then we just all settle down. So sound always causes a fear, and sound from unknown source causes certainly a fear. And then here, as we see, all the demons, they are looking around from where the sound is coming. They are trying to figure out who is the source, for what exactly is like, who is the cause, who is that person beyond the sound. And therefore, this is also very important in our spiritual life. As Prabhupada said, 99% of our progress is depending on chanting of holy names. Chanting means, as Prabhupada said, what is we have to do in chanting? Not imagine something or not think of something. We have to just concentrate on chanting the holy names and hearing the holy names. Like we say, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As we'll see in the incarnation of Hiranyakashipu, this rule was followed. First there was sound of Hiranyakashipu's appearance, Narasingha's appearance. Big sound, all pervading. And then, after the sound subsided, or it got over, what the demons could see was a form of Narasingha. They could see the form Narasingha coming out of the pillar. And then after that, when they observed the form closely, they could see the qualities of Narasingha. He is very fearful. Oh, he's like a half man and half human. And they were like, what is this happening? I've never seen such an entity who has come. He appreciated, or he became aware of the sound. Then he became aware of the form, roop. And then he became aware of the gun, or the qualities of Nrsimhadev. And then he became aware of the lila, that he was killed by Nrsimhadev. So in a similar way, actually it is mentioned by Acharyas, the Lord will also appear into our consciousness, our heart, in this same way. First, he has to appear as sound. Naam, what our Acharya said, Naam, Rupa, Guna, Lila. When the chanting is perfect, when it is being done perfectly without offenses, full of attentive chanting properly, then automatically, it's just like yesterday I was seeing, or we observe these small children. Or today morning only I was observing. As the children grow up, they don't have to be taught to do all these things. A small child of 2 months old, any effort you give will not be able to walk. But when the time comes and he's developed, he'll automatically turn up, then crawl, then get up, and then start walking. Even if you put any amount of effort to make a child of 2 months old walk, it's going to fail. It's like premature attempt. Similarly, we may not artificially try to overjump or just go across our boundaries of spiritual advancement and make a show of advanced spiritual state. It just develops naturally. Just as a boy becomes, now in the childhood, the boy is very attached to mother, and he always wants to be with mother or father. And any moment he's away, he will become fearful and start crying. But as we see our children in our congregation, as they grow from 1 year to 2 years, and as they start moving around, now they want to move all over the temple. They don't have to be told or trained to do. And now it's the mother who becomes fearful. Where is my child gone? Where is my child gone? And she has to run around. And then when they grow further, automatically the child starts physically separating from the mother and the father. And the time comes, he wants to, when little closer association is little intolerable, too much father is poking into my life, too much mother is asking what you did, what you did, where you went. So this is naturally. If a child of 7 years old is told, you separate from your father and mother, it is not possible. Similarly, our spiritual progress is like that. We may not have to artificially try to attain some state on which we are not. We just do on whatever level of spiritual advancement we are. And just as a child grows up, and without any effort or training, he shows all the symptoms of his behavior. Similarly, as we progress in spiritual life, even the highest stages of our spiritual advancement will be achieved. And they will follow this rule. Naam Rupa Gundlila. As Lord Nrsimhadev appeared in front of the demons, first by the sound, and then by the form, and then by the qualities, and then by his pastimes. Similarly, just by chanting the holy names of Supreme Lord, that sound of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the holy names, if that is done properly, perfectly, all these aspects of Supreme Lord from the name, automatically as our consciousness is purified, the Naam Roop, a form of Supreme Lord will be revealed. And automatically that has happened. Guna, the qualities of the Lord. Like we see the deities over here. And I personally don't have much attraction. Yes, we go, we offer our obeisances. We discuss. He has the blue clothes today. And he has this jewelry here. And all these things. But at least myself, to be honest, I don't have a spontaneous attraction for the Supreme Lord. What to speak of the Supreme Lord, even for the in the form of the Lord, even for the holy name. So you should understand, I am still on that first level. I have to purify my chanting. Certainly, many of you might be further ahead. But here I am just talking for myself. So first we have to purify and concentrate and attempt to develop or make our chanting proper. Offenseless and then pure chanting. And then from the chanting, automatically, we'll get or develop an attraction for the form of the Lord. And as that becomes more and more intensified, concentrated, automatically our consciousness will go on the qualities, Naam, Rupa, Gun. And then automatically, while we are moving around, we'll always see or be able to remember the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, as Lord Nrsimhadev is appearing, today he has appeared only in the Naam form, in the form of the sound. And we'll see it in tomorrow, I think, tomorrow the Lord appears. They are just able to see. Tomorrow the form was seen. It was like half man, half lion. And he has just come into the assembly. And then as we go further, after seeing the form, we'll see the qualities of Lord Nrsimhadev. After seeing the qualities of Lord Nrsimhadev, we'll see his pastimes. Similarly, in our spiritual life, today is also Balaram Purnima, and Balaramji represents the original spiritual master. His original spiritual master, Adi Guru, or is the representation of, or is the source of Guru Tattva, the principle of spiritual master, Guru. And in our spiritual life, our relationship with Guru is very important. Sometimes people ask this question, is Guru required in spiritual life? If we just take shelter of previous acharyas and Lord Krishna, is it not enough? And Srila Prabhupada would say, he would quote this from our Vedas, Tasmat Gurum Prapadet Jinyasu Shreya Uttamam. That one has to, Prabhupada said, it is not an option mentioned in this order of Vedic scriptures. Tasmat Gurum Prapadet means one has to take shelter of a spiritual master. Jinyasu Shreya Uttama. One who wants to get this knowledge of Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's not whether I can or I cannot. I may be, yes, in the Vedic scriptures, technically it is mentioned that a person might perfect his spiritual life without getting a spiritual master. But that is like when actually he is in a place in the world where he doesn't have an access to bona fide spiritual master, and there are only one or two examples of such cases. Like Prabhupada would sometimes say, yes, we can say by mercy of Krishna, we can become pure devotee. It's just like sometimes these universities, they give honorary degree to someone who has done some great job, or some great social work or anything. So that way also we can get a degree, but suppose we sit in our home, maybe university will come and give me honorary degree. It just happened that way. So there may be some exceptional cases where a university might give some degree to someone, or maybe a person here or there who might have developed pure love for Krishna. But that is not a general case. And certainly, if we have association with the pure devotees or advanced devotees, and just out of pride we don't take their shelter, then suddenly Krishna is not going to be pleased with us. So we should understand, what does the guru does? Sometimes this modern fashion is there, or even among devotees, yes, guru might do these things, but that is not the identity of guru. Sometimes we say, by the Guru Maharaj's blessing, may not be here, but that's what is happening in the world. My disease got cured. Our guru, he just gives some ash and it cures your disease. Vedic scripture doesn't recognize that as a guru. He is a doctor. Yes, we have doctors and they may give some medicines in the form of tablets or some churna. And here he is giving some medicine in his own form. There are various allopathy, homeopathy, Ayurvedic, and this is ashopathy, we can say. New one. That is his technique. He can cure diseases. Yeah, there are many techniques to cure diseases, and that is one of his technique. Or sometimes we say, my guru or this devotee, he fulfilled my all these desires. I had a desire to become successful in life, get a good job, or a wife or a husband, or a child, or whatever, the house. And by Guru Maharaj's blessings, yes, Guru Maharaj's blessings might sometimes give, but that is not his identity. That should not be the source of our faith. Sometimes, in a neophyte state of our consciousness, we depend on Guru Maharaj's relationship based on how he can supply us these material things. But that is not the reality. Krishna, he did not promise Arjun in Bhagavad Gita. Guru Maharaj is one. What he does? He gives us spiritual instruction. That is Guru. Krishna, Arjun was confused and he surrendered to Krishna. Shishyas teham shadi mam tvam parpannam. Arjun said, I am confused. I surrender to you. You please instruct me. Not that you please give me victory, or you give me victory without battle, or you give me what are various conditions. Arjun was not like that. And Krishna, taking the role of a guru, he first smiled. Sometimes we see, Guru Maharaj, out of our love for us, may help us in these all aspects of life, or sometimes may smile at us. But his main relationship with us is this sound. This sound is a very powerful medium. It's not that how much Guru Maharaj smiled at me today 4 times, yesterday 5 times, today not single time. Our relation, Prabhupada's relation with Prabhupada, Prabhupada not mentioning, or Lord Chaitanya not mentioning, Ishwar Puri smiled at me 5 times in a day. No. That is a part of a relationship, but that is not the basis of the relationship. Guru Maharaj, like Arjuna, he also smiled at Krishna also smiled at Arjuna, if you see in Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 2, text number 9-10, Prahasan. Krishna was smiling at Arjun. But that was not the end. He immediately chastised Arjun. You fool. You are speaking like a learned person, but you don't know anything. That is the real business of Guru or Balaramji. Guru Tattva. That instructing us in the modes of devotional service. And sometimes that instructions can be little heavy, not pleasurable for our mind, intelligence and ego. Sometimes. In fact, many times if Guru Maharaj starts instructing, it happens. But he's also sometimes considered. But that is a real relationship between a disciple and a spiritual master. Guru Maharaj, he gives us the sound energy. Because, as I said, today in this discussion, because the Bhagavatam was also mentioned about sound, and that is the relationship of Guru Tattva. It may appear that I am overstressing the relationship in the form of instructions, but it's not that way, but it is also important. In the sense, as we say, there are 2 types of association of Guru, Vapu and Vani. Certainly, physical association is also equally important. But if we see in the history of Vaishnava Acharyas, And if we see the reality, Vapu Seva, the service body, may be available to only few of the disciples for some of the time. Reality is, it may be available to only few persons and also for very less time. But Vani Seva, the service to the voice, the sound, to the instructions, is available to us, to everyone, not to us. Not a single disciple can say, oh, I don't have the instructions. So many instructions are there. Maharaj said, I am giving, my whole classes are full of instructions. So it is available to all of us at all the time. And ultimately, we may not be expect to stay with our spiritual master always. So yes, Vapu Seva is very important. But today the verse is also mentioning of sound, and we have to be discussing about the relationship of Guru Tattva. I might mention more of Vani Seva, but that doesn't mean I am trying to decrease the importance of service to the body if we get opportunity to. Even if a single opportunity to the serving spiritual master's physical form is also glorious, it may be our great fortune. And even if we get once in a lifetime, that can be source of inspiration for our lives of many, many spiritual lives and for whole life. But today, we'll also observe how in the previous times, even today, practically speaking, those who are advanced devotees, they always cherish and hold the orders, the instructions of spiritual master, the sound that came from the mouth of spiritual master in their heart. Like Srila Prabhupada was in America, he said, my spiritual master is always with me. That doesn't mean, generally what happens in our neophyte state, we immediately enter into some mysticism in devotional service. We think that means Prabhupada was seeing spiritual master always sitting beside him. Not that way. He is mentioning his instructions are there always with him. Not that he was always saying, my guru is here. No, my guru is there. No, I am sleeping and guru is sleeping. Sometimes we try to enter into this sentimental state that always seeing, Prabhupada says, my guru is always with me. His instructions are always with you. You can be in any part of the world, anywhere, in India, America, Europe, Africa, city, village, in danger situation, in comfortable situation. The spiritual master's vani, his orders, his instructions can never be separated from us. And therefore, as I said, and what are the spiritual master's instructions coming to us? Through the sound medium. Today also I would like to just remind all of us, taking this help of, or the occasion of Balaram Purnima, Lord Holy Appearance Day of Lord Balaramji. I will also discuss why is the original spiritual master, but before that, our relationship with our own spiritual master. Our life, if we are always aware of the spiritual master's instruction and his gratefulness for us, how he has saved our conditioned material life, we'll be always having that grateful feeling. Sometimes, this is material world. And the tendency in the material world is always to go down. Like gravitational force symptomizes that. Anything we leave it, that goes down. And His Holiness Narad Maharaj says that even in spiritual life, if we become callous, that means inattentive, if we don't, anything that has to go up against gravitation, we have to put great effort. We have to spend a lot of energy so that the things they rise up and up and up and up and up. Similarly, this is the nature of material world, and anything left unattended starts rotting, going down and down and down. Similarly, in our spiritual life, there is some little inattention here and there, that part will start going down. And it's also our relationship. A devotee is always aware of everything. Last few days, I was just thinking about that. That sometimes we chant holy names. Sometimes we chant that I dedicate my life to Krishna and spiritual master. Or also we say, those who are Brahman initiated, They chant Gayatri Mantra 3 times a day, which includes a Gayatri which is offered as respect and remembering spiritual master, one of the Gayatris. And also, everyone says in the morning, Gurvashtak, Dhyayan Stuvanstasya Yashastri Sandhyam. That means, I remember the spiritual master at least during that 3 sandhyas, morning, afternoon, and evening. But at least for myself and what I can assume, is many times in our spiritual life, we become mechanical. We chant Gayatri, we chant Gurvashtakam, but we just forget how much important role the spiritual master, the guru, has played into our spiritual life in just saving us from this material ocean of birth and death. If we can understand and appreciate his role, his gratefulness, his help into our spiritual life, naturally we will start remembering him all throughout the day, morning, afternoon, evening, and in between that also. But at least 3 times a day. So maybe today we can just try to increase that consciousness, the role. It happens, you know, I can say Vyas Puja, maybe that some we have more devotion for spiritual master, and then that's all over. And then when the next Vyas Puja comes, again it just comes up. But that's not exactly the actually ideal condition. Ideal condition is a devotee is always conscious and aware of the reality of this world. And for devotees, the reality is that a spiritual master has played a very important, crucial role and is still playing and will always play in the life of a disciple. From saving him from material ocean of ignorance and taking him back up till the spiritual world, back to Godhead. And in that way, a devotee can always be consciously praying to the help of spiritual master. Many of us do, but many of us also sometimes we forget. So we may try to increase that awareness of the help and gratefulness of our spiritual master in our day-to-day life. But at the same time, as I said, we should understand his instructions that come to us in the form of lectures or any time conversations or his books or letters are the most important source that keeps us going in a spiritual life. If we see in the history of Vaishnava Acharyas, how much physical association did the great devotees had? Take the example of Madhvacharya. We say Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Madhvacharya was staying in Udupi. And we read in Bhagavad Gita after that introduction, his spiritual master is mentioned as Srila Vyasadeva. How many times he got his association? Only 2 times in his life. And that also for few days each time, maybe. Few days each time. But still, his whole life was dedicated to Vyasadeva and his instructions. We see all the cases, Ishwar Puri and Lord Chaitanya. How many times did they meet? 2-3 times. Maybe a time more. Maybe I don't know exactly history, but I know 3 times. Maybe a more, 1 or 2 times more. But that's all. But Lord Chaitanya, he always cherished the instructions of Ishwar Puri. He always had Ishwar Puri's consciousness. Wherever Lord Chaitanya went, he was always thinking of his spiritual master. Similarly, we see in the case of our founder Acharya of ISKCON, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, how much physical association did he had? He met Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur first time in 1922. And then after many years, then after many more years, and totally maybe few times, once in a year for a day or two. But Prabhupada remembers every association with his spiritual master, every instruction. And Prabhupada said, what was Prabhupada's connection with his spiritual master? What was noted by Prabhupada and also by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Prabhupada? What both of them feel was the important between our relationship. There was not some smiles and all these things. What Prabhupada says, what was his quality as a disciple, which was noted by his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur? Yes. Listening. Prabhupada said Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was speaking in Koshi or in Vrindavan. and devotees were going to take the darshan of Anant, Sheshashayi Vishnu, and many other cases, may not be darshan, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur would speak whole day. And Prabhupada, he just said, let me sit and listen. And he heard attentively every word which his spiritual master spoke. And his spiritual master also noted that point. In fact, once when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was speaking something, in the sense, Krishna Katha, and Prabhupada was sitting in the audience, and some another another man who had given some donation or something to Gaudiya Math, he was sitting next to Prabhupada, and he motioned to Prabhupada something he had to say, and Abhay Charan, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada or Abhay Charan, somehow that at that time he took his ear to that man, and he also started spoke one or two sentences of the word. Immediately Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada chastised both of them. He told Prabhupada, if you have anything important to speak, please come here and speak. And he told that man who had given some donation. See, that is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not worry, he has given some donation and all these things. He said, do you think just by giving this 100 rupees donation, you have purchased me and this Gaudiya Math, that you can talk while the spiritual master is speaking? So that was the relationship and that was the importance. To hear, therefore Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, to Arjun, Maya Sakta Mana Partha Yoga Munjan Madashaya Asamshayam Samagram Mam Yathag Nyasasi Tat Shunu. Please hear from me. And again, Bhuya Eva Pravakshami. Krishna showed universal form only once. But he said at least 5 to 10 times to Arjun that I am speaking to you. You listen to me. I am speaking to you. You listen to me. Again, I am speaking to the most secret knowledge. Almost in every chapter, Krishna says to Arjun, after chapter 7, 8, 9, 10, I am speaking this most confidential knowledge to you. Please listen to me. And also in the end, Arjun also, he also accepts that fact that yes, by your mercy of giving this knowledge to me, now all my doubts have been gone away. And we see there are two aspects in our relationship with spiritual master. One is hearing and another is serving. Srila Prabhupada exhibited both of them in his behavior. He always heard from his spiritual master. And next thing, he said, I had not many questions. I will only hear. But I had only one question which I asked my spiritual master few times. How can I serve you? And he said, even in that last letter, do you think that there is some service which I can render to you? That is the only question. Hearing from the spiritual master and asking for service. And not only asking, rendering that service. And we see Balaramji. Why he is called original guru? Adi guru. Because he is not guru in the sense, he is the supreme lord. Balaramji is non-different from Krishna in any way. He is the same Supreme Lord. But his mood is different. Balaramji is Krishna himself. And in the form of Balaram, Krishna himself performs service to himself. That is Balaramji. Krishna himself, but as Balaramji, he is performing services to Krishna. And because he is doing that, he is the original spiritual master. What is doing? He is serving Krishna and he is also engaging others in serving Krishna. He is called Bhaktavatar. Pancha Tattvatmikam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupam Bhaktav, like that. He is the incarnation as a devotee. Balaramji is always trying to serve Krishna, although he is Krishna himself. And he does service in many, many ways. We see Balaramji as Ananta Shesh. He is singing about the glories of Krishna by his millions of thousands of mouth for unlimited time immemorial. But still he is not able to finish it. That is one of his service. Then Balaramji also becomes umbrella. You know this about Krishna. Always the umbrella is held. Chhatra. So Balaramji becomes that umbrella. He also becomes slippers of Lord Krishna. We are slipper, so he also becomes Balaramji. Takes so many forms and renders service to Krishna. He also becomes the bedding. And he also becomes the pillow. It is also mentioned, he also becomes the easy chair. What do you call it? Aram Khurchi, where people lie down and they rock. So, Balaramji also becomes that. He also becomes easy chair for Krishna. Then he becomes garments for Krishna. He expands himself and takes up that form. He becomes the residence. Temple or in Vaikuntha, his palaces. Golok Vrindavan, his palaces. And then, he also becomes the throne on which Krishna sits. And he also becomes a simple thing, a Brahman thread. Balaramji is trying to take all forms to render service to Krishna. And he wants to serve in all the forms, in all the rasas. As Balaramji, he has sometimes moved as a, because his elder brother, he has moved that of a Vatsalya Bhav. And sometimes also like friendly. They also fight and like that, go together. But also a Vatsalya Bhav is there. Also, he becomes Ananga Manjari, Gopi. The younger sister of Srimati Radharani. To serve Balaramji in that mood. And she is also very beautiful. And her dress is also like blue colored dress. Like Balaramji is also generally blue colored dress. And her color appearance is like a beautifully full-blown Ketki flower in the spring season. We won't be able to appreciate in Bombay city. You may say, what is this? Something Ketki flower in spring season. Bombay, we neither have the flowers and neither the seasons. So it's difficult, but that's what is mentioned. And because I can't speculate, I don't have any other example to describe her. Whatever is mentioned in the scriptures, I can just repeat. And I can't speculate and say this is like some or present day Bombay example. But actually to know how does Srimati Ananga Manjari appear, look, we might have to find out this Ketki flower. Then we may get some semblance. Like we say Krishna is like newly formed dark blue clouds of rainy season. We have some experience of that. But that is the way. She is very beautiful, younger sister of Radharani. And always dressed in brilliant blue cloths to serve Krishna. And Balaramji, it is mentioned, he expands into five forms to serve Krishna. The first one is Mahashankarshan, the original of the Chaturvyuha. Then he also takes the form of Karnodakshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, and Sirodakshai Vishnu. And also he takes the form of Shesh, which is Ananta Shesh. Of these five, four are especially expansions form to assist in the work of this material creation. The first four, Mahashankarshan, and then Mahavishnu, Shirodakshai Vishnu, and Garbhodakshai Vishnu. But Shesh, he is also there in the spiritual world. And he also does that pastime of serving the Lord. And why is called Shesh? Because that is one of the last expansions of Krishna. Shesh means remaining one, the last one. So because Balaramji expanded, his last expansion is Shesh. So he is called as Shesh, Ananta Shesh. And he also serves the Supreme Lord in various ways. He is like the source of Aadhar. He gives support. He gives support in this material world and also support in the spiritual world. It is mentioned by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur that in both ways, expansions is actually a different person. As a support, he is supporting everything in the spiritual world. And he also becomes the bed of the Lord. He expands into the bed of the Lord. That Shesh, which is called Aadhar Shakti, support of the Lord, he is of the category of Vishnu Tattva. He is the Supreme Lord who expands into the spiritual world to give support and become like a bed of Krishna. But when that Shesh, he supports the planets in this material world, it is mentioned, he becomes a Shaktya Vishta Jiva Tattva. He is a soul who is being empowered by this Shesh. He is a Shaktya Vishta Avatar, Shaktya Vishta Jiva Tattva. And he takes the role of supporting all the planets and the universes. Actually, it's very common sense. We may say the planets are floating in the sky and they are going around each other and like this and like that. But it's very logical that there is something to support them. It has to be. Otherwise, they would have just fallen apart like that. And that is Balaramji, who expands into this Shesh in the material world. He becomes like an empowered incarnation. And he supports all the universes and keeps them into their places, or each and every planet. And why is, again, come back to a topic of serving the Krishna. As I mentioned, Krishna becomes Balaramji and he engages in his own service. And that is why he is called Adi Guru. He engages himself and he engages all of us into the service of Krishna. And actually, if we see the spiritual master, the Guru, he also does exactly the same thing. He also engages himself into the service of Krishna. And he engages others into the service of Krishna. We hear Shri Vigrahara, Dhananitya Nana, Shungaratan, Mandira Marjanado, Yuktascha Bhaktanscha. He engages the devotees in the service of Krishna and Niyunja Topi. And he also engages in the service of Krishna. So because that same principle is being carried out by the spiritual masters in this world, which has begun, the activity which was begun by Balaramji, who is Krishna himself, to engage in the service of Krishna and to engage others in the service of Krishna. All the spiritual masters in the reciprocal chain coming from that Supreme Lord are doing the same activity. Only thing is, the spiritual masters in front of us are Jiva Tattva, but they are still representing Balaramji, the original spiritual master, and they are carrying out the same activities which have been done by Balaramji. Therefore, Sri Balaramji is called as the original spiritual master. Balaramji is a very unique personality. He always appears with the Lord as a younger brother or elder brother, as he chooses to be. There are some explanations given by Acharya. And when he appeared as Lakshmanji, he came as younger brother, and then he had to listen to Lord Ram. He could not serve Lord with all his desires fulfilled the way he wanted to serve. And sometimes he had to listen to Lord Ram, oh, you cannot do this, you have to do that. And sometimes, therefore, he takes as an elder brother. As we say, Nityanand, he is also elder brother. Gaur Nittai. Also Krishna Balaram, he is also elder brother. And so Balaramji came as elder brother, and here then Krishna has to sometimes listen to Balaramji. Krishna had that position to sometimes give order or in that mood. But whatever it may be, we should understand, he is always in the mood of serving Shri Krishna. In fact, that is the mood of everyone in this world, in the universe. Even Srimati Radharani, what she is doing? Her mood is to serve Krishna in her own way. Whatever her is her form and like that, she is trying to serve Krishna. Actually, that's what's happening in the spiritual world. Everyone is trying to serve the Supreme Lord. And if you observe, that mood is nothing abnormal or new. Because that is also Krishna's mood. Original Supreme, Shyam Sundar Krishna. He is also eager to serve his devotees. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Matta Sarvam Pravartate. Everything comes from me. And therefore, this mood of service also comes from Krishna. Also, Balaramji is the first person who is engaged in the service of Krishna. But Krishna also likes to serve his devotees. We see that's what he is doing. What is his leela? Serving the devotees. He dances. When gopis, they clap, he dances for the pleasure of the gopis. When Arjuna needs, he becomes a charioteer, serving Arjun. We see everywhere, Krishna, that is the original desire, original activity of Supreme Lord. And that is also manifested in the first expansion, Balaramji. And that is also manifested in the last expansion also, and also in between, the Shesh. And also actually that has come into us as being part and parcel of Lord Shri Krishna. And therefore, we see in this material world, no one can avoid serving. Only thing, as a conditioned souls, we do service misdirected. We don't direct our service attitude to Krishna. But we direct it to so many others. Actually, when the relationship between us and the Supreme Lord or between any two devotees is based on the attitude of service, then there is no conflict. But when that's the mood of the spiritual world. How I can serve you? That's what Srila Prabhupada was questioned. Srila Prabhupada's only question to his spiritual master was only this, always. How I can serve you? Always thinking of service. Similarly, is the original activity or mood or thought that is beginning from Krishna. And when in any relationship, say between friends, husband, wife, mother, father, even in mundane relationships, what to speak of spiritual relationships, up till this mood of service is there, always they are together. And when you are a small fragment or a fraction of not of service and of enjoyership comes between the son and father or the husband and wife or anything, friend and friend, immediately that good atmosphere spoils. Why? Because this is coming from Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. And Balaramji, in his appearance, his personification, that is his whole existence, is to serve Krishna. And that should be our consciousness. Always. How can I serve spiritual master, the devotees, even any devotee? Not that only junior devotees and senior devotees. In fact, that may not be also a very good idea. We should try to serve all devotees. We may have more attention to those who are highly advanced. That is not that we are trying to make communism. But not that, I will only serve the senior devotees. Not that way. In fact, we hear this Ramacharya's story. He asked his disciples how you were received. I won't go into the detailed part of the story. But the story was like Ramacharya sent two of his disciples to two, three devotees. And when they came back, and he told message to all of them, that give the message to these Guruvastha devotees or these devotees that your spiritual master means, that means Ramanacharya is coming to your house. And all the devotees were happy, oh, spiritual master is coming to your house. But also when they came back, Ramanacharya inquired from all of those messenger devotees, how you were treated. And he went into the house of that devotee who treated those disciples also very nicely. And there was another devotee who just, he became so happy that my guru is coming, that he completely neglected and forgot these devotees who had given the message. And he just began preparing for Ramacharya's arrival. So you should understand, this service mood means, yes, we have to serve the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, advanced devotees naturally. But this service also means to service to everyone. All the devotees. So therefore, a devotee who will be blessed by Balaramji will be able to develop this service mood. And that may be our consciousness, at least beginning with today. As I said, that's what happens in spiritual life. Vyas Puja, yes, spiritual master. Balaramji. Hanuman, it just goes up and down, like speed breakers. But we should try to maintain the same enthusiasm, consciousness, advanced consciousness, throughout our day and life. Also, this Balaramji, when he took birth, it is very beautiful. He appeared just like, he was in the womb of Devaki as the seventh son. And then by the order of Krishna, the Yogamaya transferred him to the womb of Rohini. And then Rohini gave birth. Lord Balaramji was very beautiful, like a bright white, like milk foam color. And then he was very strong body. His hands were long till the knees. He was appearing like a beautiful white lotus flower. And then he was like a full moon. It is described, his hairs were like bright cloud that comes under the shine of sunshine. He was very brilliant. And he always used to wear, he's like white color, and he always wears a blue shawl. And when he was born, there were astrologers called to give predictions. They gave many predictions. But he said, as like Krishna is called as Gopal. who is protecting the cows. Balaramji was predicted to be a Dhenupal, same thing, who will give protection to cows. And he said he will also be killing Dhenukasur, killing the demon Dhenukasur. And after Balaramji took birth on Balaram Purnima, he was just like in the case of Srimati Radharani. After the child appeared, the child was not speaking. He was not showing any symptoms or responses. Generally, it's like when a child appears of that way, it's cause of great anxiety for the parents. He's alive, but he's not like lying over there like a doll. Balaramji also showing that pastime. After he appeared, he was not responding anyway, speaking, opening eyes, smiling, responding to parents. He was just lying, as if unconscious, something like that. But then one day, when Balaramji was there, and he was there with Mother Rohini and also Yashoda Mata, who was pregnant, she came and she picked up Balaramji and held him tightly to her chest and her body. Immediately, Balaramji opened his mouth and started smiling and giving all the responses. And all the people, and all the elderly gopas over there, very happy. And when Mother Yashoda would keep him down, again he would become very silent. So again Mother Yashoda used to pick him up. So he also performed that time of pastimes till Krishna also appeared in the same home on Krishna Janmashtami, which is also coming very shortly. And Radharani also we hear, because of separation. Radharani, when she appeared, she also in a similar way. She was not speaking or responding. But what happened? Balaramji and Krishna was in the same house. And Radharani was in a different place. Her birthplace is different. So, after she was born 15 days after Krishna. But for her to meet Krishna, she had to wait for some more days. Because her, when both Krishna and Radharani was born, then they, after all the ceremonies were over, then Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Nanda Maharaj exchanged invitations. And when they went, all of them, with Krishna, baby Krishna, when Krishna for the first time went up to the cradle of Radharani and touched her, then she started responding. But here Balaramji actually appeared first, and then Krishna and Balaramji in the same house. So as soon as Krishna appeared, Balaramji gave up his separation. He started responding and was growing up very nicely. And in this way, Balaramji and Krishna, they would move in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and they would give their every activity would give pleasure to Mother Yashoda and Rohini and Nanda Maharaj and everyone. Also, today evening we'll be hearing more about Lord Balaramji. I would like to just end today with another pastime of Krishna, Balaramji, Gopas and Gopis and all playing together. Suddenly these pastimes are not to be imitated, but we can just listen and become aware of what type of activities are happening in the spiritual world. So, but as we know, Krishna has his own set of gopis who have intimate relationship in Madhura Ras. Both of them have the mood of serving each other. Similarly, Krishna and Balaramji also has his own set of gopis. And all the many times in Golok Vrindavan, the only activity is festivals. There is no activity of stress, anxiety, tension, or earning, or lawyer, or medicine. All these professions are absent, because there are no such things. Just like I was mentioning yesterday, a few days back in my lectures, today we are very proud. Our civilization is very advanced. We have got laptops, we have got mobiles, we have got. But actually, that all these things shows we are not advanced. We have become degraded. Why? Because 5,000 years back, all the people were Shrutidhars. All the GBs which we say were in their brain. Their brain was having unlimited GBs. Whatever they hear, memory, no delete. No delete, no virus, nothing. Basically, the people were so intelligent that they did not require these things. Suppose I have an inert capacity to fly from here to Delhi, a mystic power. Will I engage, waste my time to develop in an aeroplane? Simple. No, I say, oh, I am very advanced, I am an aeroplane. You don't have that capacity. So you have to make. I am very advanced, we have all these laptops and Linux and Microsoft and all these things. Because our brain has become so dull, we require all these things to work. But suppose someone has the memory and the brain that all the work of the computer can be done within himself while he'll develop all these things. So we should understand we should not become proud or as a society that we have developed. But it shows that human being is getting more and more degraded so that he has to make all these researches and development. So in a similar way, we should understand in the spiritual world, we don't have all these limitations and faults which are present in the material world. There the pastimes are always full of joy and that activities, the source of that activities is to serve each other, as I said. The whole mood is serving each other. Although in that service, in the service only there is joy. In this material world, if we see, as His Holiness Devamrut Maharaj, he came, and any selfish man can also understand, even if he might not have experienced this example. He said, suppose there are five friends, let's say one roti or one sweet, and five of them share and eat. We also have experience sometimes. When we have some Mahaprasad, we eat it alone. We have some enjoyment, but not satisfaction. And when we share with other devotees, we have four, five. We may get little enjoyment, but more satisfaction. We get more pleasure and joy, I can say. So similarly, the real happiness and joy is in service. In the spiritual world, that's what is happening. All the devotees are serving each other and they are having wonderful pastimes. And also, in that way, they are completely blissful and joyful. So one time, as I said, Krishna and Balaramji, they have both their own set of gopis. And gopas and gopis, they play many times games like Holi, throwing colors and flowers on each other. In that way, there is competition. So once Krishna was moving around and Balaramji was moving around with his own set of gopis and throwing colors on each other, having nice kirtans and singing. At that time, Krishna along with his set of gopis and cowherd boyfriends, close intimate friends, Narma Sakhas, they came at the spot. And then there was some, as I say, the competitive spirit is there. So Krishna indicated to his cowherd boyfriends and girlfriends, gopis, that take this opportunity and defeat the group of Balaramji with your volley of colors and flowers. And immediately, all the gopas and gopis of Krishna's side, immediately went into action. And they all threw so much colors, color powder, on Balaramji and his group, that Balaramji's group of gopis had to retreat back. And then all the gopas and gopis on Krishna's side were making Krishna. Seeing the situation, Krishna took his flute and started playing as if, in a teasing mood. He was playing the flute. And then all the gopis and the gopas, they were also laughing. Ha ha, he he. And it was like an insult, not insult, but it was like a competitive insult in a joyful mood to Balaramji. And he became so angry. He all alone took another, what do we say, colored powder and started throwing on Krishna's friends, close gopas and gopis. All of them, the gopis first of all thought Balaramji is attacking. So they all ran away first. They are expert. But the boyfriends were little of a different nature. So first, Balaramji started throwing and he became so angry because his group was defeated. He started catching each boy independently and completely covering him with all the colors. A thorough message. And then leaving all the boys. In that way, he defeated all the boys. But then all the cowherd boyfriends of Krishna, they came together and they decided we all will attack together. And they all came and then they attacked Balaramji together. And Balaramji stood there. This is all past times. Balaramji stood there, defeated. All the boys came together and they defeated Balaramji. And Krishna was playing on his flute. Even though Balaramji was defeated in his pastime, he was standing there fearless. And then Krishna, as he was playing the flute, in fact, in this pastime, the boys became, they forgot. Generally, as Balaramji is that little elderly mood, just like Krishna, the cowherd boys also have some awe and reverence for Balaramji. But when this fight was happening, attack and counter-attack, all the boys, they forgot this awe and reverence and they're like thoroughly climbing on Balaramji, Balaramji catching them and giving them full body massage of all the color. They forgot this awe and reverence mood. And after that, Krishna, when Balaramji was defeated and standing still, fearless, Krishna, he chastised his boyfriend. He said, this is not proper what you have done. Seeing Balaramji all alone, you all grouped together and ganged upon him and defeated him. This is not good. All of you should now go and ask for his forgiveness. So in this way, we see Balaramji, that is his mood. Always help to serve Krishna. Always try to serve Krishna in various ways. And because he is the original person doing that activity and delegating that activity, he is the original spiritual master. And the spiritual master's connection with us is in these two forms, important way. His orders, Vani, and by the order, how can I? Following that orders of service. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Balaram ji ki. Any questions you may have will be answered in the evening session. And so we'll end here. Now we'll be having Abhishek very shortly at 11 o'clock. And then Aarti and Prasad for everyone. Also in the evening we'll continue. This Katha of Balaramji. And again there will be Kirtan and Prasad. Hare Krishna.